So we were talking last half hour about the price of gas and how that impacts everybody.
Right.
So I thought, well, let's find another thing that can bring a light of happiness to Chase's world.
Uh-huh.
Coffee beans have hit a 34-year high.
Well, that's...
Sounds like it's time to do some commodity investing.
That's it. The price of that caffeine jolt at a 34-year high. So you're going to be paying for it.
Coffee, so, Chase, what's your threshold? How high will you go to buy your fancy coffee?
I don't buy fancy coffee. Well, no, I only drink fancy coffee at home on the weekends. So.
We're not good enough to be around anybody drinks fancy coffee.
No. I require much better company.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as it should be.
Yeah, the dog.
As it should be.
Myself.
Yeah.
I will tell you right now that, coffee's going to have to get pretty darn expensive before I say enough is enough.
Uh-huh.
I'll start riding my bike to work.
Okay.
That's right.
Now.
So. That's right. Reagan doesn't need that fancy schooling.
Yeah. No. We'll tap the college fund.
Yep. Well, hey, she's young. She's got lots of opportunities to get scholarships.
That's right.
And if we have time today, I've got a list of unusual scholarships. I mean, if you plan now early enough, you may just be able to get that taken care of.
Well, like all parents, when you start the college fund, if you start the college fund, those who do start college funds, they think, this will allow her to hopefully go wherever she wants to go.
Right. Yeah.
8 years later, I'm saying, hopefully this will pay for Blynn.
That's right. Uh-huh. So just, just right there.
There you go.
And she'll be living at the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll be pretty happy about it.
I informed her of that for the first time just this past weekend. I said, if you choose to go to Blynn, I said, or if you gain admission into Texas A&M or you choose to go to Sam Houston State, you can stay at home as long as you want.
And what was her reaction at that point?
Well, she's eight. She's like, okay.
Just wait.
Did you have her surrounded with her favorite objects and things like that to make her think that was really a deal?
I'm just prepping her. Prepping her. So
you
because
can say,
hey,
I remember
we've
when
already
I told you
no,
that.
we've already decided she can stay at home as long as she wants to and rent free. Yeah. But if she ever says, I think I want an apartment, get a job,
okay.
Yeah,
because you're paying for it. You got free room and board right here.
So, what were the top TV shows last week?
What were they, Scott?
I'm glad you asked because I have a feeling you're going to tell me.
Yeah. Well, something with a lot of letters in it.
Yeah. Number seven was Body of Proof. Do we know what that is? It's on ABC.
That's that new Dana Delaney show, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay. I guess curiosity thing. Yeah. Number six
we're plugged in.
Yeah. Hawaii 5-0. Uh-huh. Number five is NCIS. Yeah. Then three and four is Dancing with Stars. Number two is American Idol. And number one is American Idol. Now, that's.
I don't watch any of those.
No. You don't watch any of those?
Huh.
Okay. Hmm. So there. Well, they're not talking. They're not looking at you anyway. You're too old. You're out of the demo.
Yeah, right. Now, I pretty much watch Seinfeld reruns and news channels.
There is a British version of American Idol.
Uh-huh.
That's called Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
They don't have good teeth, but they've got talent. Okay.
This Piers Morgan guy start. That's where you first saw him.
Well, ever since Larry King died.
He was a judge on that. Yeah. Right.
Larry King didn't die. Yeah. He was on a television show. A 35-year-old.
And actually, Britain's Got Talent was the forerunner of America's Got Talent.
Sure, that's there right.
Was
he worked over there.
There was another show that was the forerunner of American Idol. So,
35-year-old drama teacher Edward Reed. Did you hear about this guy?
No.
Performing this week on Britain's Got Talent. Here we go. This is 35-year-old Edward Reed about to sing on Britain's Got Talent.
Oh,
here we go.
Nice accompaniment.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the music is.
What if he's playing the piano?
Here we go.
Old MacDonald had a fire.
What?
E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
That's great.
Yeah.
And on that farm, he had some sheep.
In the interest of the format of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
I'm done with it.
I think it's very interesting. Boy, if they're looking for creativity.
Yeah. Anyway.
Crowd likes it.
He gets a 10 for originality.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's had 1.1 million views. That's all I'm saying. So.
Well, no, he's got a good voice.
Sure he does.
I mean, he's got a different kind of
voice. Is he man pretty?
Anyway, it's Edward Reed.
I guess my question will go unanswered.
If you want to see him, you can go, So 719.
Yeah.
Aflac has named their new voice.
And it's not Tom Turbeville.
I'm sitting down.
No, they've already done the spot.
I see.
There was a spot on last night. By the way, he is British, boy. You can tell from the teeth. They're doing a tight shot of him. Yeah, so there. Let's see. After Gilbert Gottfried was banished because of his bad taste remarks earlier this year in the wake of the Japanese earthquakes and tsunami, now the insurance company has hired 36-year-old father of three from Hugo, Minnesota, Daniel McKeague.
Do you know what he does for a living?
Yeah, he works at a radio station.
He's a sales manager.
I didn't know that. Yeah. He just said he works at KQRS Radio in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Wow. Apparently he's the sales manager. So there's a lot of people on the programming side going, I don't know why that no talent hack got that gig.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, I've done a thing or two in radio. I think I can handle this quacking voice thing.
We have a sales manager that done some radio. So
he'll get a paycheck in the low six figures.
Okay. Low six figures.
Excuse me. I'm going to go bash my head against the wall.
Is the low six figures 200,000 or is the low six figures 102,000?
I guess it depends on, it's all in the eye of the person holding the check. Actually, I guess in the eye of the person writing the check, if they're the ones saying that. So.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know.
I wouldn't turn them down either way.
I'm not sure what the source is. Yeah. I mean, if you've got numbers, three numbers on either side of a zero, that's an okay place to start.
So I guess he can be late to work now if he wants to, right?
I don't know about that. You know, that gig could end in pretty much, depending on how old this guy is. I mean, let's say it's $150,000. All right, that's not going to last you the rest of your life. Yes, it's a lot of money, but not going to last you the rest of your life.
Might cause him to call in sick an inordinate number of days. Today is administrative professional stuff. Oh, excuse me.
What, is that to cover up your laughing? I had nothing to cover up my laughing.
Right.
Except
it's you know, one of the smart, I don't know who thought about this, but the idea of putting, it used to be National Secretary's Day, remember that, but it's Administrative Professionals Day now. And the smart thing is they put it on Wednesday, which means for all you bosses who haven't done anything yet, you got 3 days now, okay? You got 3 days. You can say you wanted to avoid the rush. I mean, you come up with that whatever excuse you want. But I didn't know this. They're called APs or AAs now for short.
Administrative assistants and administrative professionals.
That's it. Same polls on this subject are done every year and routinely offer the same message. If you're a boss, don't send flowers or give a box of candy. Most administrative professionals, usually near three-quarters of them, would rather have cash or some kind of a gift certificate.
Yeah, and they don't want an awkward lunch with you either.
No, they don't.
But there's going to be a high percentage of awkward lunches today.
They would like to choose, because then you're going to ask questions that will show that you're really not connected at all.
Yeah, you're really disconnected.
And so
how's your investment portfolio?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking more like, so how's the little ones? Oh, you mean Johnny who graduated from college last year?
Yeah, exactly. He's 19. He's in the Army.
Right. Some say they've gotten socks, a sandbox, whistle as for
socks. Well, now you'd be happy with that.
Yeah. Well, I would, but I mean,
you'd be
really
turning cartwheels.
Anyway, last year, one told an American Express
survey, a sandbox.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's for your cat, since you're a lonely administrative professional.
Because you have no life, because you're working for me.
Right.
Last year, one told American Express she actually received a canister of mace. Okay, mace. I don't know.
What, is that your boss's way of saying you're attractive?
Yeah. Next story, right? But it was, I meant it as a compliment.
Right. Yeah, I figured, a lot of guys hitting on you. So you're kind of hot, so.
Flowers seem to be the most popular gift even after, did you just hear what the poll says? But flowers are the most popular gift.
Well, of course, because you foist it off on someone else. Send her some flowers.
That's right, do that,
Call in some flowers for yourself.
Yeah. Because the assistant to the assistant is the assistant, or the assistant to the administrative professional is going to come into your office today and say,
psst, today's the day.
No. In this economy, that person's out of work.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So they may not. All right, you may get a random text from your wife, okay, or your husband, depending on, saying, don't forget to get something for the person who really organizes your life. Because that's what happens. That's what they do.
I don't know. Depending on the circumstances, if it's a male boss, female AP, and his wife, she may not be reminding him of anything.
Well, it could be, but I'm just thinking that in most cases, you're probably the wife understands that the administrative assistant is actually organizing the
boss's
work.
I understand.
But I know what you're saying too.